This is Akashwani, the news read by Shefali Singh. Calcutta High Court has ordered a CBI investigation into the alleged rape and murder of a doctor at R.G. Kerr Medical College and Hospital in Kolkata. The division bench of Chief Justice T.S. Shivaganam and Justice Hiranmoy Bhattacharya today passed the order. Meanwhile, the centre today assured the protesting doctors that it will take action against anyone connected with Kolkata's doctor murder case and will also implement all necessary measures to address incidents of attacks on doctors. Union Health Minister Jagat Prakash Nadda stated in New Delhi that delegations of doctors' associations have met with him in the past 2 days and expressed their concerns over such incidents. Mr. Nadda said that he is also concerned about these incidents and will take all possible measures to curb them. He also welcomed the Calcutta High Court's decision to hand over the murder case to the CBI. Federation of Resident Doctors Association, FORDA, today decided to call off their strike over Kolkata doctor murder incident. A decision in this regard was taken after a delegation of FORDA met Union Health Minister Jagat Prakash Nadda in New Delhi. The doctors from across the country were protesting since yesterday over the incident. Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla has appointed BJP MP Jagdambika Pal as the chairperson of the Joint Committee on Waqf Amendment Bill 2024. The 31-member committee has been formed for further scrutiny of the bill. In the recently concluded budget session of the parliament, the bill was introduced in the Lok Sabha and it was sent to the Joint Parliamentary Committee. The committee will submit its report by the last day of the first week of the winter session of parliament. The judicial custody of Delhi Chief Minister Arvind Kejriwal and BRS leader K. Kavita has been extended until September 2 in the money laundering case related to the alleged scam in the Delhi excise policy. The Rao Avenue Court in Delhi extended the custody of both the leaders today. AAP MP Sanjay Singh and former Deputy Chief Minister Manish Sisodia, who has been released on bail, also appeared in the court via video conferencing. President Draupadi Murmu will address the nation tomorrow on the eve of the 78th Independence Day. The address will be broadcast at 7 PM on the entire national network of Akashwani and telecast over all channels of Doordarshan in Hindi, followed by the English version. The broadcast of the address in Hindi and English on Doordarshan will be followed by broadcasts in regional languages by the regional channels of Doordarshan. Akashwani will broadcast regional language versions at 9:30 PM on its respective regional networks. Rallies are being carried out across the country under the Har Ghar Tiranga campaign as part of the Independence Day celebrations on Thursday. The campaign is being held across the country till the 15th of this month to bolster a sense of patriotism within the citizens. Under the initiative, the government has urged people to hoist the tricolour at their homes and take a selfie with the Tiranga and upload it on the Har Ghar Tiranga website. Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar flagged off the Har Ghar Tiranga bike rally from Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi this morning as part of the campaign. The rally ended at Major Dhyan Chand National Stadium. Addressing the gathering on the occasion, Vice President Dhankar said, Har Ghar Tiranga campaign reflects the nation's independence, pride and commitment to Viksit Bharat. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has expressed happiness over the 600 feet long Tiranga Yatra conducted under the Har Ghar Tiranga Abhiyan in Arunachal Pradesh today. In a social media post, the Prime Minister said that patriotism is deeply rooted in the hearts of the people of Arunachal Pradesh. Union Home and Cooperation Minister Amit Shah said that the Tiranga Yatra is an expression of patriotism and a symbol of the nation's commitment to develop India by 2047. Inaugurating the Tiranga Yatra at Virat Nagar in Ahmedabad today, Mr. Shah urged every citizen, particularly the youth, to actively contribute to the nation's growth in their respective fields to realize this vision of a developed India by 2047. And that is the end of this news bulletin.